100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning. Happy Monday. How are you, Ari? How are you feeling?
Good morning. I'm not bad today. How are you?
Oh, great. Rested from the weekend. Mm. Ready to take on the new week. My favourite day of the week, Monday.
Is it?
Yeah, the full week of possibilities are ahead.
Mm.
Anything can happen.
My question for you is, Now, you left the office on Friday and you said, I'm off to go get my biryani.
Oh, it was so good.
Right.
Oh, my God. Here's a hot update for you on that.
Go.
Because this is the secret spot where they sell this food, right, which is the mosque at Mayfield on Fridays.
Good old Mayfield.
You just go in there. Doesn't matter if you're Muslim or whatever. They don't care.
Great.
There's a little food warmer thing. They sell it. Oh, my God. They have these pods. The best pod I have ever had.
Ooh.
Unbelievable.
So you got the biryani and a pod.
Yeah. It was,
double
and
trouble.
I shared it with my wife.
Yes.
Right? And she had hers about an hour or two after, so it was a reheat situation.
Yeah.
I wasn't there when she had it. I ducked out to do an errand or whatever.
What
she was like,
say?
This bread is unbelievable.
Oh, so even reheated, it's good.
She did do it in a pan, so she did it justice.
Okay. Yeah.
But, oh, my God, we're, like, already plotting which one we're going to get next, because they have, like, five flavours of the bread.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
So, we're like, oh, should we get this one? Oh, I don't know. What about this one, though? So the next 5 weeks is probably going to be that.
Great.
And then it's Christmas. What a year.
What a great end of the year. It's fantastic.
How was your weekend?
Oh, not as good as yours, mate.
It was next level.
However,
honestly,
we did have some Chinese food for dinner last night as a
succulent
family.
Succulent Chinese meal.
It was. There were a couple of chicken dishes.
Oh, very good.
Chicken and pork and beef.
All the classics. Let's get into the show,
please.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Yesterday being a Sunday, it was the 31st annual Spark Helmer Newcastle City Triathlon.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about this.
Mm.
Obviously, I didn't run the race.
If you're running a race on a Sunday, what are you doing?
Did you go and see some?
Nah. I tell you what, I was... Well, all these people were, like, running and swimming and cycling all these kilometres across our beautiful coastline. I was laying in bed...
You know what?
...watching Gossip Girl. And eating a lot of pork crackle.
What a way to live.
Oh, look, I needed a rest yesterday. That's okay.
And that was it.
People out there getting life by the horns. You know, I wasn't one of them.
And you were grabbing life by the pork. And it's, look, they're different.
It's salty.
they're slightly different sayings, but, you know, they're both delicious meats, aren't they?
Anyway, so...
Beef or pork, take your pick.
1,200 triathletes actually signed up for the challenge yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And also Maitland Triathlon Club competitor, his name is Monty Dixon, actually defended his crown with another victory as well. Oof. So he completed this event in 1 hour, 3 minutes and 59 seconds.
Come on, the Dixon!
Oh, my God.
That's
amazing.
What they say.
Yeah. So there you go. Well done.
Indeed.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Imagine this. You go to work because there's a lot of jobs out there on yachts.
Is there?
Yeah, a huge industry of working on yachts. It's actually great money.
Below deck Mediterranean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Except that, you know, all over the world, heaps of money in this. You can be paid really well, and sometimes, like, the contracts are really favourable. Like, you work 8 months a year, but you're earning the equivalent of a year's salary. So you get a good, big holidays. It can be quite an attractive job, and a lot of people love the work.
Yeah, of course.
Now, there's... The other thing I need to mention about this story is Andy Warhol. Now, if you're not familiar who that is, there's all of those Campbell's Soups prints that were massive in the 60s, 70s, and they still print them today all over the world.
Yeah, amazing.
Pop art is the style, and Andy Warhol, he's the guy that invented it in the 60s, basically.
Yeah.
He started with those Campbell's Soups prints, and then he did other, like, prints of, you know, other brands and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And he became really famous. Anyway, they're very, very valuable, the originals, these days. So much so, there was this one that is made of a Brillo box. Now, Brillo is like your Scotch-Brite, but in America.
What's Scotch-Brite?
Scotch-Brite's like those little scrubbers, the green scrubbers.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, so it was like a big box of, you know, hundreds of those, mm-hmm. But he made it into art. What is art? Good question.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
Yeah, anyway, he sold them for a lot of money. Now he's passed away, they're worth a lot. So they're these physical 3D boxes mm-hmm. that say Brillo on the side. Each one is worth about $500,000 to $1 million.
How?
Well,
art is subjective.
Yeah, and it's all expensive,
wow.
right? If you've got rare stuff of a dead guy, essentially. Anyway, there's a few of these around. A guy bought one for his super yacht as a bit of a show-off slash investment.
Okay.
Now, it looks just... Here's the thing, though. It just looks like a big box of Scotch-Brites.
Right, so a big box of nothing.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Furthermore, this was an extra rare one in yellow, right?
Ooh.
And it says it's like 3 cents off, like it's a sort of discounted one.
Sure.
Now, the crew, they're clearing out the warehouse of, well, not the warehouse, but the storage rooms yep. of this yacht.
Okay.
I went, what's this old box of scrubbers? Get rid of this.
Some
cleaner from the crew has thrown away. Because the extra rare one, it's worth $3 million.
Oh, my God.
No longer is it because it's now in some landfill at a port somewhere because they just got rid of it with all the rest of the trash.
On the other hand, the tip workers rubbing their hands together going, what? Oh, yes, I can cash in on this. Pick
it
out.
If they can recognize it because
yeah.
it really, it just looks like a box of scrubbers.
So the moral of the story is don't throw out your scrubbers and go through your bins.
Essentially that, definitely.
UFM.
The Novos.
So we've just been through all of the ruckus and the raucous and the whatever R word you want to use of the US election. Yeah, Trump, he got in, great, not so great, I don't know. I'm not a political person, but this isn't what we're going to talk about, the politics behind this. We want to talk about Trumpy as a character because apparently US citizens, savvy sellers, have started cashing in on Trump's US election win within hours of the results rolling in, right? Now they're turning to flogging off festive goods too. Obviously coming into Christmas time, starting to get your hands on some Christmas, baubles, ornaments, decorations,
sure.
even presents.
Sure, everyone's ready for the season, right?
Yeah. Well, apparently shoppers are also heading over to Etsy and eBay for some presidential Yuletide merchandise. So I'm going to go through some of the items that you can purchase on these sites that are all Trumpy-based.
All right, what have you got for us?
Okay, first and foremost, you've got a custom Christmas jumper with the words "I'll be home for Christmas" across the front that has been listed for €18 on Etsy, accompanied by a picture of Trump.
Affordable.
Yeah, it's got a picture of Trump on it in a Santa hat in front of the White House, kind of posing. The second item is Trump supporters who want to decorate their Christmas tree can even purchase an ornament, which is kind of like, I guess, like a plasticky figurine on like a piece of string.
All right, okay.
Yeah. So a massive head of his and
yeah,
a tiny little
body.
Yeah.
Well, he does have tiny hands, so that makes sense.
Yeah, especially when he's like doing like his speeches and he's got his elbows close to his body and his hands splayed out like, we're going to do this for America. Like, you know.
He does it, yeah.
He's funny.
Have a look when you next see tiny hands.
Tiny hands. Okay, so more regular all-year-round merch. We've got Trump. There's a picture of Trump saving pets from Kamala Harris on a shot glass.
Oh.
He's, like, carrying dogs in his hand,
oh
running away,
God.
Going, nah!
The sound is assumed.
Yes. There's another one called, it's a shot glass with Trump kind of etched as the image with the words, I took a bullet for democracy, and then an actual bullet puncturing through the glass. So that's a bit much.
Yeah, sure.
That's a lot.
It's intense.
Then you've got, this one's my favorite, Trump-themed socks with a cartoon of his smirking face and some blonde fluff for his hair coming out of the sock.
It is very fluffy. Yep.
And then also to wrap it up, a ceramic coffee mug with like little cartoon icons of him dancing. You know how he does like the little jigs on stage?
Sure. He has a dance style.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Comment on it what you will.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So on Saturday night, ended up going to Will, my boyfriend's place.
Oh, cute.
Generally do on a Saturday evening, which is lovely. It's part of our time. So I finally handed over some presents for his belated birthday.
Oh, did you end up, what did you do about the whole stuffed shark situation?
He's going to get it for Christmas instead.
Oh, we'll see.
I've just decided to push it back again because I just fail every time I try and make it.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Did he get a Lego set?
Yes.
He's a big boy now. What one did he get?
The 9 Plus version. So I actually went to the shops the other day and I'm like, you know what? Stuff it. He's going to get a Lego set. So it's a small
one. He loves Lego.
He does. He does. But he's already got like a lot of the big sets and they're really quite expensive.
Millennium Falcon?
No. Anyway, so I decided to still get him a car, so a car Lego, but for the 9 Plus.
Oh,
so
yes.
For the 9-year-olds and up.
It's a big boy now.
Yes, but I got him a big boy car. It was like this red Lamborghini.
Oh.
Sorry, Ferrari. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh,
don't
looks
mix
really
them up.
Cool. And I like it. I think it's really cool. Like, it's
Did you guys build it together?
No. Oh. But, yeah, so I gave him that and, like, a kind of, like, a gift voucher type thing to go tobogganing because that's something that he really wants to do at Tomaree.
And yeah, that's cool.
So he actually asked me yesterday morning. He goes, okay, babe, real question. I'm like, yes, what's going on? He's like,
will you?
No, shut up.
Go tobogganing with me.
Well, yeah, actually, he wants to go. But he goes,
down on one knee just to confuse you.
Don't even go there. He was like, do you want me to hold off waiting to put this Lego set together? Would you like to do it together? And I'm just like, no.
Go for your life. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm just like, whatever makes you happy, Joel, that's why I bought it for you.
Oh.
So when you're having a bad day and you just want something to cheer you up, you just play with your Lego that doesn't involve me.
Oh, my God.
There's something to do on your own.
When will you tell him? Never.
I don't like Lego.
Never.
Anyway, never, so that went down a treat.
Hilarious. New
FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, though, LaGuardia Airport. So this is over in New York, for those who are unsure. They had quite the incident last week that kind of reminds me of, like, a scene out of Mission Impossible. So get this. A raccoon on the loose. So in one of the terminals in the airport, the critter, the raccoon, ended up entering the facility through the ceiling. So this was caught on video. Captured at the scene, the raccoon drops down onto a cabinet before eventually hitting the ground and then absolutely terrifying passengers at
the
gate.
Of course. You're not expecting a raccoon there.
No.
And now raccoons, just to describe them, they sort of look like
bandits.
Yeah, they're the ones that have the strip of black over their eyes, so it looks like they're wearing a little Zorro mask.
Yeah.
And they look a little bit like a confused fox.
Yeah.
Is how they always look like they're not quite sure what's going on. Everyone's got one of those friends, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like in the video as well, he's like hanging off a piece of wire before he then drops down onto the cabinet.
Oh, hilarious.
So it looks like he's actually doing like a heist in a bank.
He's rappelling down through the ceiling into the airport.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as
he just
soon
wants a flight to Cancun.
As soon as he hit the ground, there were like screams from people around him.
Of course.
And then it just broke out into chaos as he attempted to flee the terminal. But like people are saying, look, watching this clip, I can't help but think of the scene from Elf when Buddy goes to hug a raccoon and quickly regrets doing so. You know how it attacks him and whatever.
Oh, sure. And also, it feels a bit like, hey, this is not where I parked my car.
Yeah, that's right.
Situation. What is this? What's a raccoon doing here in the airport? Obviously wants to get a flight.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Imagine this, right? You get yourself an apartment with, you know, beautiful ocean views or something. You think, oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's the typical thing that real estate agents try and sell.
Yeah, luxury.
That's it. Now, this lady in the UK has got herself a different kind of view. She was looking around these apartments in Brentford, and she turns out, this one's been taken, unfortunately.
Mm.
Real estate agent's like, oh, we've got another one in the tower block further up, like at a higher floor. She's like, oh, brilliant, might be a better view.
Sure.
Turns out it was the other side of the building, and looking over Brentford's Premier League stadium.
Wait, so like actually seeing inside the stadium?
A perfect view of the full pitch. Oh, it's actually extraordinary.
So it's an open air type of stadium. So
yeah,
some
that's
of them
right.
Have roofs.
No,
some
this
of them
one
don't.
Has no roof, and
great.
She's got an unbelievable view. She's been sharing videos of the live games on TikTok.
Brilliant.
Because Premier League games played there all the time. Mm. She's like, oh, I've become a bit of a fan now because she can watch all the games live just from her living room
and for free.
Now, what's interesting about this is people have been starting to look at these videos and they're like, oh, can I go on a date with you?
Oh.
Marry
at
me.
Your house.
Yeah, at your but at your apartment. Well, because everyone wants to actually just watch the game because she's got unbelievable seats and tickets are expensive if you want to go watch Premier League matches.
Could you imagine, like, you know, she's got a date over and they, you know, she's really interested in this guy or girl or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, she goes, oh, how about I cook us a nice meal? They don't even care. They just walk in with like a camping chair, sit down and like look out the window for the entire 3 hours.
They never even turn around because they're not that interested.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking like what's the equivalent, you know, for our area?
Yeah.
It'd be maybe, for example, like you've got an apartment with a great view of Rippett Golf Stadium. So you can watch all the golfing action from the comfort of your own lounge room.
What about this? The Newcastle Racecourse. So on race day, there's a race day coming up this weekend.
Brilliant. Don't have to pay entry, yep. Even though it's really cheap. Obviously, if you could get views over McDonald Jones Stadium.
Oh, that'd be premium.
Imagine that. Knights fans, right? They're absolutely coveting you. Oh, can I come over? What for? Oh, just a drink? And it's not. Is it game day today?
Mm.
Yes, it obviously is. And that's why you want to come to my flat.
Or when Pink comes back to town.
That's right. Which will definitely happen.
Yes.
Because she loves to do a concert tour in Australia. That's a guarantee.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So a little really cool, I guess, fair was on over the weekend in Broadmeadow.
Sure.
My friend was telling me about it. It's called the Newcastle Gem and Jewellery Fair. It was on at the PCYC. That's kind of near the Broadmeadow Basketball Stadium there.
Yeah, right.
And it sounded really cool. So they had just a bunch of displays of, like, different gems and crystals and whatnot.
Was that also jewellery?
Yeah, well, yes. also, like, $4 Foster King cups that have some cool rocks and gems inside for the kids and whatever. So my friend actually went twice over the weekend with, like, a couple of her friends and partner and whatnot. Said that she had the best time.
How interesting.
Honestly, the funniest thing was, she goes, now, I did get a couple of strange looks. And I said, what happened? She goes, well, for some reason, anything to do with crystals and gems, and, you know, like those amethyst style of, like, rocks and whatever, they're beautiful, right?
Sure.
Well, in her brain, she kind of relates them to lollies. So she started to get really hungry when she was walking around the fair. And she's like, you know, eyeing off this amethyst piece. And this lady that I think was working there or had a couple of items there herself, she goes, oh, you're really interested in that one? She goes, yeah, I'm just hungry. I just want to eat it. And she's like, kind of gave this like really weird look and
that
just
is,
walked away.
Well, I it said, is very
not,
strange.
Yeah, I said, look, hun, that's not something that you would say out loud.
No.
So weird.
I mean, don't say it and don't start licking the rocks.
Wouldn't that be funny? She's a weird one, this one, so
okay.
You probably would.
Be alert and aware. They're out there.
Yep.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Over the weekend, it was the biggest garage sale, which is this, like, interactive map where you can go from garage sale to garage sale, picking up deals all weekend. There are literally hundreds around Newcastle.
Right.
People got involved with. I had a look at the map. There was heaps.
Okay. So yeah, I didn't know this thing existed.
A lot of people right into it, garage sailing, especially over the weekend, because sometimes you can pick up a really cool item for a really great price,
definitely.
Right?
I remember a couple of years ago, I think it was here in Newcastle at least. So I ended up picking up a flapper-style dress that I could wear to a party.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Got it for a bargain too, probably about $10.
Nice, because those
really
things
good.
Are worth a lot of money if you, you know, have to buy one from like a boutique or something.
I don't know how authentic it was, but it doesn't matter.
No, it was
beautiful.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So for me, a couple of deals come to mind.
Great.
First one, when I was a kid, I picked up a new-in-the-box Star Wars Lego. It was like a TIE fighter.
Whoa.
Yeah, very cool. Worth, I don't know, $100 maybe.
Wow.
$5. I was like, this is my, all my Christmases have come at once.
That is a steal.
Yeah, I was stoked about that. Another one that comes to mind is, do you know the bicycle brand Giant?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, good brand.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for a bike. And I saw a couple of bikes at a garage sale, pulled the car over. This was years ago.
Yeah.
$20.
Is that all?
They're worth like $600-800.
Oh,
new.
My God.
A really good buy.
Gotta love a garage sale.
Yeah, sometimes you can just scoop up a deal.
Yeah.
And this is what I wanted to do here. What deal did you scoop up at a garage sale, op shop, that sort of thing? You know, it doesn't have to be the cheapest thing ever, but maybe something you really wanted or you were looking for, or a unique item as well, something really unusual or strange. Starting in Rutherford, Mark, what did you find?
One of the issues of the Newcastle Clarion.
Of the what, sorry?
Newcastle Clarion. It was the journalist newspaper when they had a strike at the Newcastle Herald many years ago.
Whoa, I didn't even know about this. So, this is cool.
Yeah, what year was it, roughly?
Probably 30, 40 years ago now. I can't remember the date on it, but I saw it at the garage sale and thought, oh, that's a little interesting keepsake, and yeah.
That'd be super rare, wouldn't it, Mark?
Yeah, well, they only produced the two editions, and I don't know how many copies they made, but, yeah, they wouldn't have produced too many of them.
Wow.
You know what it sounds like to me, Mark? You could, like, donate that, or maybe sell it off, to, the, like, the Newcastle Museum or gallery or something.
Sell.
Yeah.
I go with sell, because you've got to make money where you can, right, Mark?
Well, if I sold it for what I paid for it, yeah, I might as well donate it because, yeah, I think I only paid a dollar for it.
Oh, you don't tell them that. You say, oh, this is super rare. About $500 and make some coin out of it.
Yeah, that's never know.
That's what you got to do.
It's all about how you pitch it.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. You got to turn a dollar where you can.
To Soldier's Point now, good morning, Trevor. What cool find did you see at an op shop or a garage sale?
So up at Salamander Bay, they've got a recycling centre.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I went up there to have a look yesterday and just to sort of have a look around, see what they had.
Mm-hmm.
So I found the mountain bike, 21 speed mountain bike, a Ryobi petrol powered whipper snipper, and a mini bar fridge, all in pretty good nick.
Yeah.
For $80.
The lot?
Oh my God.
Jeez, Trevor, you stole it. The cops will be looking for you. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I was cheering, mate. Yeah, because I needed all of that. Needed the bar fridge, needed the whipper snipper,
and a bike.
And a bike.
So jeez, Trevor.
$80.
That's like a bachelor's starter pack.
I know. You are ready to go. Unreal. Soldier's points. Like, how did Trevor get all that?
Jeez, I'm going to Salamander Bay. That's
pretty
great.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like a good deal.
Wrapping it up. Good morning, Linda in Beresfield. What cool find did you grab?
My girlfriend conned me into going to a garage sale with her. And my grandson had only been born, and I wanted the original Play School Humpty Dumpty, and we found it, and I was absolutely elated, and it was perfect condition, and she's always on the hunt for jewellery, and she found a sterling silver ring with a cubic zirconia that she absolutely loved for about $3, so she got it all cleaned up, and it was actually white gold with a diamond.
Whoa, what's that going to be worth?
Yeah.
Oh, got no idea. She's too scared to take it anywhere to get valued.
Oh, bless. Oh, it's God. Probably like at least a couple thousand.
Yeah, thousands right there.
Yeah.
Plus the whole Humpty Dumpty situation. Let's not forget about that. All for $3. That's crazy.
105.3.
105.3.
UFM.
UFM.
The Novos. Lowest. Money. Deluxe.
All right, time to test your knowledge of the economy.
Money!
Exactly. All right, so essentially what happens is I do a little shopping around local shops in our area. And I'll pick three items at random, and you just need to put them in order from cheapest, middle, most expensive.
Super duper easy. Just put them in order.
Three items, any random items. Okay, the shops I've been shopping at over the weekend are Broster Chicken in Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Pet Shop Boys, that's the pet shop at Mayfield, that's in the industrial estate there, and Icebox Liquor at Islington.
Okay, interesting shops.
So they're the three shops I've been to. Now, let's meet our contestant for today, shall we?
Let's do it. Going to Melissa in Merriweather. Good morning, Mel. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Do you know how this game works?
I sure do.
Okay, good stuff. Three things, just put them in order, cheapest to most expensive. Let's kick it off. Mm-hmm. Item number one is from the Pet Shop Boys Pet Shop, which is in the industrial area at Mayfield West there. Mm-hmm. It is an emu pelvis bone dog treat. It's about 25 to 30 centimetres long, so it is big.
It's an actual pelvis bone.
An emu's pelvis bone.
Oh, how has that even been able to be sold?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. That sounds emu, off to me.
Emu farms, big business.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, okay. That's item number one. Item number two, are you crossing a road right now?
I'm walking to work.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, item number two from Icebox Liquor at Islington.
Liquor.
Is a 30-pack of 4X gold cans.
Ooh.
And item number three from Broaster Chicken at Hamilton is a regular chips.
Oh, is that it?
A regular chips. Mm-hmm. All right, so just to review, you've got the emu pelvis bone dog treat, 25 centimetre. From the Pet Shop Boys. Mm-hmm. You've got the 30-pack 4X gold cans and you've got the regular chips from Broaster Chicken Broadmeadow. What do you reckon's the cheapest?
Oh, these. We'll go to the...
Oh,
the chips or the emu bone? Oh, my gosh.
You need a chip. Remember, it's an emu pelvis bone. 25 centimetre.
We'll go to the chips.
Okay.
Okay, chips first.
Chips first.
Cheapest.
What's going in the middle?
The emu bone.
Emu bone, okay.
And then the
carton drinks. And then the 4X gold at the top.
Yeah, to finish it off.
All right. It sounds like a weird meal, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does.
All right, let's get into it. Prices now. The regular chips come in at $7.50.
Ooh.
The emu pelvis bone. This is the one that's made you a bit nervous.
It does.
Comes in at $19.95. Ooh. You're feeling confident now. The 4X Gold 30 pack of cans, $56.99. You've only got it, done it. Go, Melissa. You've done Merriweather proud this morning.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Another local winner here at New FM. She really struggled with that emu pelvis bone, and who wouldn't, really, to be honest?
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
When you rent a car, you've got to be so careful.
Meep, meep.
Because there's so many little extra charges and stuff they try and sting you for all the time, right?
Yeah, this is why I don't want to do it.
So they run around taking photos on their big iPads, right, to try and to see, oh, did you add one more scratch or like
a little dint or something?
Is it not clean enough when you give it back? Ooh. Is another big one they'll get you for? Or they say, oh, it's not quite full of petrol. We have to fill it up a few more litres.
So they'll charge you a bit extra for that?
Oh, it's usually like $3 a litre or $4 a litre.
Ooh.
Yeah, they sting you royally. Mm. So how about this, though? This is the ultimate rental car sting. This bloke, he rents a car from Hertz.
Okay.
And he's like, he did a big road trip because he got a deal where it's like unlimited miles, right?
Fantastic.
So he thought, oh, I'm going to go on a big road trip, unlimited miles. That's the option I'll select. Mm-hmm. I won't go for like the cheaper version or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He borrows it for, or rents it for a month. And he ends up going about 25,000 miles on this thing.
Whoa!
Which is huge. But if you're crisscrossing the United States, it's very doable over a month. You know, he's doing a road trip, young man's road trip, seeing the country.
Right.
Anyway, he gets it back. He's like, here's your car back. Look how many miles I've done on it. They went, well, that'll be an extra $10,000.
Hey? It's not like he's, you know, damaged the whole thing.
No, the car was in immaculate condition, nothing wrong, except he'd done more Ks than they thought.
They said so wrong.
It was an unreasonable amount to do, even though it said unlimited miles.
He's also doing a road trip. What do you mean that's unnecessary?
Well, the whole thing's ridiculous. Anyway, when they started going, it's going to be 10 grand, of course he started filming. And since then, now at the start, they're like, no, this is absolutely unreasonable. You need to pay the $10,000. He's refusing. Yep. They then called the police on him for refusing to pay.
Oh, gosh. Could you imagine the conversation when the cops rocked up, though?
Yeah. Do you know what unlimited means? Oh. Yes, it means no limits. Anyway.
Jeez.
He left the situation unresolved, right? They're like, you need to pay this. He's like, I refuse to pay. Now, this story has since blown up, and as a result of that, Hertz have backpedaled and said, oh, we'll scrap the charge.
As they should.
They need to
grabbers.
Well, that's the thing. If you don't, if it's not unlimited miles, don't say it's unlimited miles.
That's
say
right.
You can go 10,000 or something like that, and people go, "Oh, that's more than I'll need for the weekend going to the Hunter Valley wineries."
That's right.
That'll fit, right? Don't say it's unlimited if it's not unlimited. That really annoys me, that sort of thing, especially when greedy rental car companies try and get their mitts on your money.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Massive night on our telly last night. So Mum was watching the Block finale.
Now
Block O'Clock.
It's been big this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, there was like some, I think it was a scandal, whereas like one of them actually broke up, like one of the couples.
Oh, there's a scandal on the Block. You know, tell me when there's actual news. That's so common. Every year they've got it. It's part of the formula.
When it comes to renovations and building stuff,
tension is high.
Exactly. It'd be so difficult. Mm. Well, sisters Maddie and Charlotte actually won the season this year, taking home a total profit of, get this ready, $1.65 million after one of the shortest auctions in the show's history. Now, another interesting tidbit about the finale was the fact of, there's one person who brought out all of the houses.
Yeah, he's this billionaire guy, the Lambo Adrian. Billionaire. Yeah, he's the one that has these sort of like sweepstake. I don't want to say exactly what they are, but they're kind of like sweepstake business, basically.
Oh, interesting.
You buy tickets or something and then you can win the houses. That's his business.
God, it must be nice to have money like that. Just like, okay, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy this.
Buy all of them, yeah.
Well, a lot of them went for over $3 million.
Big money.
Standalone, yeah.
Big money.
Crazy. And he's only a young man by the looks of it.
Yeah. He's done this a few... He's bought a few of them the last few years. And he used them... Yeah, he uses them as prizes. So you can then win them, basically.
Interesting. Well, so Maddie and Charlotte, so they had a reserve of $1.95 million, sold for $3.5 million, had a $1.65 million profit, like I just said, including the $100,000 prize money for coming first. So, in other words, they've had a great payday. Oh. This is something that I should go in with Will.
I reckon. You think you'd be good at hands-on renovating?
Look, he grew up on a farm, good with his hands.
Now, and also this morning, you changed the bottle on the water cooler in here.
I did.
So you've got practical skills.
Yep. You know what? We're pretty tough people. We've got a very good head on our shoulders, individually and also collectively. I reckon we could do this.
You should go on the Block.
We should. Make ourselves a bit of cash.
Oh, this is cool.
And try not to fight as much on it.
No, you wouldn't fight.
No.
You're working towards a joint goal. I reckon that's cool. You should do it for next year.
Right, sign me up.
Done.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Summer is right around the corner. We've felt a couple of, I guess, really hot days.
There's been a few. Yep.
It's coming.
Even over the weekend, she were pretty hot.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, in season right now, I feel like we associate certain foods and fruit and whatever to summer. Well, in season from now until April next year, we're in mango season now.
Oh, my favourite time of year.
It's beautiful. I love the smell. I love the texture. I love the flavour of mangoes. They're just an essential item.
Do you have a favourite mango?
Calypso.
It's mine as well.
You can't, stunning.
You cannot compete with the texture of the flesh. And the consistency. You rarely, rarely get a dud calypso, do you?
No, that's right. And I don't mind making a smoothie out of them either, or just going down a Boost Juice and getting like a Mango Tango Crush or something. Oh, give it to me.
Living good.
That's right. Well, the thing is, though, I like to eat my mangoes a certain way. So, like, for example, you know how you've got a full mango sitting on the bench and then you cut either side off?
Yeah, take the cheeks off.
Take the cheeks off. And then, like, I kind of cut in little squares into the little pieces of the cheeks, right?
And then do you sort of
pop
do
them
that,
out?
The inside-out thing with that. Okay, yeah.
Whereas my brother doesn't always eat the cheeks. He eats around the seed. He thinks it's a much better flavour, and because you've got, like, that sour tanginess, like, near the seed as well, he thinks the flesh is tastier. I can't eat it.
No. Look,
it's gross.
Your brother's actually right on this. It's
Why?
The same as chicken. The closer the bone, the sweeter the meat.
No, right? The
better part of the mango is near the seed.
No.
It's just people are too lazy to like hold it in their hands and eat that. They want the easy going, like the luxury route. They want to be fed it on a long silver spoon with the little cube shapes. That's what people want.
No, just
and they're too lazy to have the good bit of the mango.
Just bite the cubes off. No. So if you're eating from the seed as well, you've also got a lot of like the fibrous nature of it as well. So it gets stuck in your teeth.
A small sacrifice to make for the sweeter meat.
But no, it's too sour. I find it too tangy.
It's the best part of the mango. You've got this wrong. Your brother's actually right.
No, I'm a cheek lover. All right. Well, 4967-4105. Let's put it to the people. Mangoes. Do you eat the seed or do you prefer the seed or the side pieces? The cheeks, if you will.
Oh, no. I'm a seed man all the way.
I'm a cheeks gal.
Okay.
Let's go to producer Mark first.
Yes.
Hey, Mark, what type of person are you?
Firstly, guys, I'm so excited that we're talking about this because I am the biggest mango fiend and I'm so happy it's mango season. And yeah. On that note, I was driving home on Friday, side of the road fruit. There was a guy just hanging there with his little van, got a tray of mangoes, 20 of them, $15. It was just...
Living good.
Yes.
That's unreal.
It's the best. It's the best.
And nothing better than buying mangoes off a dodgy van man, is there?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
All right, so settle the debate then. You seem like a mango fan. Are you a cheek man or a seed man?
Look, if I had to choose, yes, I would go cheek.
Oh, what?
I knew I liked our producer, Mark.
All right, well, let's ask Newcastle's opinion on this.
He can stay another day.
It's Cessnock Amber. Are you preferring the cheek or the seed?
100% the cheek. My kids and I fight over it all the time.
Yes, Amber!
It's the juicier part. It's the bigger part. It's the easier to eat.
Okay, one for Team Ari at this point. Well, plus producer Mark's vote.
She makes a good point.
I'm unsure about his employment at this point going forward. You seem very confident, though.
All right, wrapping it up with Amanda in Rankin Park. What type of person are you, Amanda?
I'm the seed.
Yes, thank you. A bit of common sense.
What do you like about the seed, Amanda?
Oh, just sucking on that seed and getting the last bit of the mango off. It's the best bit of the mango.
So it's satisfying.
Couldn't agree more when you get that good, really strong suck, isn't it?
Oh, yep. My God.
And I'm with producer Mark, the mango man on the side of the road.
Ah, there you go.
The best place to buy your mangoes, guaranteed.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
There's some really positive development happening at the moment over in one of our grassroots football clubs. So this is soccer. We enter the world of soccer here.
Sure.
So Wallsend FC are, look, one of the oldest football clubs in the country, just by the way. Yeah.
Do you know what year they were established?
Oh, I don't know.
Ages ago.
Mid-1800s, perhaps.
Wow.
1860s, 70s, something.
That's extraordinary.
Yep, I have to Google it. But anyway, so I was having a chat to my dad, who just joined the coaching staff over there just recently, and at the moment they're starting to book out the junior development and premier youth league trials and I guess little come and try days. So what's going on is the 13s and the under 16s, they've still got a few spots left, but they're extending the invitation to all league players interested in joining the club for next season.
Oh, this is cool. So I mean, who, I guess, what's the age group that they're looking for? Is it just everyone?
Under 13s and under 16s at the moment. Every other age group booked out. How sensational is this? Because Wallsend was, it was looking a bit sad for a while there. Like last year, it looks like they were going to completely wrap up operations altogether. But they've reinvigorated themselves.
Since your dad's joined, might I add?
No, actually, Dad's only joined like 2 weeks ago, so it's got nothing to do with Dad.
I'm trying to give him some credit here.
I know. But, so Dad's running these little sessions as well. Which
fantastic.
Will be, yeah, so well done to Wallsend FC. And if your kid is interested in going to play next year, go to Wallsend. They've got spots for you.
And a well-established team.
Absolutely.
Well-established. Oh, that's great bit of news. Thanks for that. And good local stuff, too.
That's right.
UFM. The Novos.
God, I'm sorry. I'm so distracted by the television at the moment because Reagan has made yet another public appearance. I'm watching her dance on stage as we speak. That's why I'm cracking up. So this is what we move into. So Reagan herself, Rachel Gunn, the person who represented Australia in the Olympics this year for breakdancing, has hung up her tracksuit and her sneakers. She is retiring.
She said, I'm done, right? That was the idea behind it.
Yeah, so the 37-year-old actually shot to fame for her unique performance in the Olympics.
Who will ever forget that kangaroo pose?
Jeez. I mean, look, good on her for rising to fame, but how embarrassing.
For Australia. Breakdancing in general. She basically got the whole thing cancelled. It's not going to be there again because of what she did.
Yeah, it's an absolute joke. So she has confirmed that, you know, she won't be returning to competitions. She goes, I still break. I just don't want to compete anymore. She goes, I think the level of scrutiny that's going to be there and the people will be filming it, it'll go online and that's just not going to mean the same thing, blah, blah, blah. She goes, I still dance and I still break, but that's in the living room with my partner where it should stay. Well,
Couldn't agree more. That sounds perfect.
Mate, seriously. But also, just over the weekend, I don't know if anyone else has seen this on social media, but she was actually over at the Tones and I concert and she got invited up on stage to do like her routine. Oh, she did it. And that's why I was cracking up just then because it's on the news right now. It was a shocker. And so, I still think it's better than the one from the Olympics.
And that doesn't say much, does it?
No.
What is she doing? What she said, oh, I've retired. Actually, stick to your word because every time she's up, I guess it's, you know, entertaining for us. It's funny.
Yeah.
But it isn't great dancing.
Look, she's a walking meme.
At this point, she is.
Yeah. How's that, though? She's retired. She's like, nope, not doing this anymore.
Retired for 24 hours and then straight back up there on the Tones and I concert.
Yep, doesn't count, Reagan.
She's not going anywhere. Nah. She will continue to be a meme and continue to pop up at different events and make as much money from this as she can.
And make random television appearances. Like she's on the Today Show right now in a brown blazer. Oh, that's
retired.
As much as a travesty.
No, you haven't.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Ari, behind the scenes the other day you mentioned that the Christmas at your house at the moment has become a little on the stale side.
Look, we're all grown up in the household.
Sure.
So my older brother and I, obviously well into our adulthood, and it tends to drop off of excitement sometimes after, you know, you open all your presents and whatnot. We don't do as many presents and we don't spend all day together generally. So it just can get quite boring, really. There's nothing to do.
Now, I heard this and I thought, not on my watch. I like to bring fun to situations wherever possible.
That's true.
So I've decided to fun up your Christmas with a suggested itinerary of ideas.
Oh, please. I know Mum's listening, so maybe we could try a few of these things.
This would be perfect, right? So what I thought you could do, start the day, because it's always hot.
Yes.
With a trip to the beach.
Okay, all right.
First thing in the morning, everyone gets a swim in, and it gives you a feeling of accomplishment to start the day.
Yeah, okay.
Then you get back, and then, of course, you've done a little physical activity there, have a little breakfast situation, and then get your creativity on with a karaoke and dancing session.
Ooh!
Now, you like singing.
You can
bust out a couple of show tunes.
Yep.
Give us a little sample now of something you might sing.
Oh, okay.
You come back
carols?
To me on that.
Carols.
No,
sing some Michael Bublé.
Why not? There you go.
Holly Jolly Christmas and all that.
Perfect. Right. Then you were saying, oh, this whole gift situation, a bit stressful. Switch it to a Secret Santa, I reckon. Removes all the tension, gets all the gifts done easy, right?
Okay.
And you get something you really want.
Ooh.
Then that's all the sort of normal stuff out the way. And then what I thought you could do, because the Gaddy family I've heard is a bit competitive.
Can be
a little competitive. I thought, why not introduce the Grand Gaddy Gold Cup?
Bit of alliteration there too.
Yeah, this is essentially a four-element competition that takes up the rest of the day. And it culminates in someone in the Gaddy family winning the gold cup for the year.
Oh, so like a physical trophy too?
A physical trophy, definitely.
Okay, what's involved?
So, there are four elements to this, right? Firstly, element number one, soccer for your dad.
Ooh.
A backyard penalty shootout in the Cameron Park Manor, first to three wins.
Okay.
Then, element number two for your mum. An administration challenge, right? Whoever can put all the costs of Christmas, like you put all the receipts into a bucket, whoever can put them into an Excel spreadsheet first wins. Points for that. Element number two, for your brother, basketball. You ball up all of the wrapping paper.
Yeah.
And you have it in little balls on one side of the room and a bin on the other.
Brilliant.
First to 10 points wins.
Brilliant.
Points to you for the basketball shootout.
Great.
And then competition number three, falling into Ari's speciality. Eating Doritos with chopsticks. Because you love Chinese food and you love Doritos. First one to eat 20 Doritos with chopsticks out of the bag wins. You put all the points together. Obviously, you got first, second, third, and fourth for each one.
Yeah.
And whoever gets the most collective points takes away the Grand Gaddy Gold Cup.
You know what? This is brilliant. Let me write all this down right now.
It's perfect. Your Christmas is sorted. You're welcome.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, so Sunday I went to the Newcastle Farmers Markets.
Oh, yes.
Which were lovely. Got a bit of, you know, brunch there.
Yeah, good crowd.
Oh, very busy. A lot of people out. A lot of people with towing those, like, it's like a little buggy. That they put a kid and their groceries in.
Oh, is it like one of those old-fashioned little trays with wheels?
Sort of thing. Yeah, tray with wheels. That's a perfect way of putting it. Yeah, kid in the front, you know, organic apples in the back.
Yeah.
Of course, bought a few things, like some fruit and stuff. Mm. When you're there, you just can't help it.
Yeah, it's all fresh.
It looks great. And then got it home, promptly forgot it in the car. Hot day. Cooked the cherries.
Ooh, you make a cherry pie.
Well, that is probably the best option. I sort of saved them with ice water.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah, just throw them in ice. Yeah, liven them up. Stop them being so hot. Probably in there for an hour.
So if you left the cherries in the hot car, did you bring anything else in with you?
Yeah, the baby. You know, I'm so focused on bringing that in, all the pram and the bits and bobs, left all the fresh fruit that we just bought in the car.
Oh, mate.
What an absolute numpty. Anyway, cherry pie is a good option. Don't forget your fruit in the car is the top tip there. But the farmer's market's awesome.
Right.
Beautiful day out.
What did you get for brunch? Did you get the mini Dutch pancakes? No. I love those.
Oh, they are good. No, went for Goslamay, which is a classic. And the Tibetan dumplings.
Oh, stop it. I've never tried the dumplings, though. They look good.
They are on another level. The ones near the gluten-free donuts. There's a few options. They're the ones to get. The chili sauce is to die for.
I have to go there next Sunday.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Yeah, why not?
Little cute little date with Will.
Yeah, that'd be boyfriend. Great. Yeah. Oof. Hopefully he's not working. We can go.
Hand in hand, strolling around with coffees.
We'd be the greatest looking couple there.
Hey, that is a big claim to make, but I believe it.
Aesthetically pleasing.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
This is an incredible discovery I have made.
Oh, yes.
If you like the finer things of life.
Yes, that's me. Hang on. Yes, I do.
Okay.
No.
Wrong button.
I meant to press that. Yeah, I like the finer things in life.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, Louis Vuitton. Or however you want it.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, mate.
LV.
It's giving dogs a taste of luxury with its latest $60,000 dog house, which is designed with a
That is insane.
With a monogram coated canvas exterior. So basically, it's released a dog range with fancy things.
You know what? This is the dog house, right? You say monogrammed coated exterior.
Correct.
That means it's got LV all over it.
Yeah, and it's brown.
This is how you say you've got money but no class. Because you you have the LV dog house, but you need everyone to know you have the LV dog house.
Well, that's right. So it has a full collection, but let's start with this house, okay?
Sure.
It's got the cowhide leather trim. The Vuittonite lining, gold toned hardware with a double handle and an S-lock closure. The upscale doghouse also receives hot stamping and painting services in stores to personalise the patch with the metallic name, card holder, all that type of thing.
So you can have, you know, say your pooch, and let's say if you're the type of person that, you know, has a Louis Vuitton doghouse, you've called your dog something like Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. Or Poochie Woochie.
Exactly. Mm. You can have that monogrammed on there. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Cowhide leather trim. Like, who are you?
Also, if you are the type of person that has an LV doghouse, Are you having an outside dog? I would have thought mostly those type of people would have like a chihuahua or something, you know, with a funky inwards facing eyes.
Yeah, they're
and
not
a
that
pink
big.
Collar. You're like, isn't that the type of person that is?
Pretty much. Okay, I'm going to move on to the collection, which features the dog poop bag holder.
Oh, yes. How much is that from Louis Vuitton?
$470. It looks like a keychain.
Ridiculous. Oh, I got mine from Kmart and it came full of bags for $1.99. It's the same thing.
Oh, God. It's hilarious. You want to see what it says? So, the dog bags holder makes cleaning up after pets on their daily walks more pleasant. A gold-toned brass snap button opens when it comes time to refill the monogram canvas accessory with disposable bags.
Now, do the disposable bags come, like, with LV on them as well?
Don't come with the bags.
Oh, it doesn't...
You have to buy those separate.
Oh, that is absolutely ridiculous. For $400+, you want at least one refill, wouldn't
you? How's this? You've got your flask holder. So if you want, like, a cold or a hot drink or a cup of soup or something as you're walking your dog, you can get one for $2,330.
Insane.
It's all made of the same stuff.
$2,000. Isn't that crazy?
Get this. You want a dog bowl? Hopefully, you know, your dog's either a small dog or it doesn't eat much because it's tiny. $2,160.
So if you add all these up, you're up for about 80 grand.
Oh, brilliant.
I mean, if you have Newcastle's most spoilt pooch,
yeah,
buy all that. And wish them a Merry Christmas.
Oh, mate.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Pretty much finished for the day for your Monday. I know. We've had a great show. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yep.
Before we go, though, we do have to award a prize. Now, this is an amazing prize. It's 4 tickets, so you and 3 friends to go and see the Sydney Hotshots show.
Ooh la la.
Now, it's locked and loaded with 2 hours of non-stop packed entertainment.
It's like Magic Mike.
Essentially is. Yeah. The ultimate ladies' night out. High-powered dance routines, lighting, fabulous costumes.
Yeah, but there are.
or lack thereof, I would think.
Yeah.
And it's happening at the GAL on the 23rd of Feb. Now, this prize pack, you and 3 friends, you get meet and greet plus drink on arrival. It's awesome. They're like the VIP tickets.
Yeah, right.
Now, it's worth about $320. Now, we do have to award it. We're giving away one every day this week. So you miss out today, keep trying. You just got to get on the show with us to be in the draw.
I want to be in this draw.
Yeah, well, maybe you can. You're on the show, so maybe we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Who's it go to today, though?
Yeah, so the first prize pack, we're going to award this to Amanda in Rankin Park. She got on the show earlier this morning telling us why she thinks the seed is the more, I guess, fun part of a mango.
See, it can be just anything. Absolutely anything.
She was wrong, but I'm going to give it to her anyway.
Okay, congratulations. Well done. Another local winner here on UFM. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.